Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Best of Three, Double Penetration, written and read by Sundial. You turn to him, indicating the sofa. I wait for him to get comfortable, so I can lower myself onto his dick. Slide over him with the folds of my glistening, copiously wet cunt. Take him in, deeply. I'll go down so slowly, let him fill me up inch by inch. I'm so empty, even my ass is tickling inside with anticipation. I'm fucking thrilling, and I can't wait to feel your cock pushing its slow way in with him buried balls deep inside me. Oh, I need that gloriously full feeling that double penetration brings. But he doesn't move. He's staring at you. And it dawns on me. He wants to fuck my ass. You both want to fuck my ass. This thrills me. And I have the shortest-lived fantasy of the two of you fighting over me. This is followed by a slightly longer fantasy of pure anal double penetration. I wonder how it feels to have two dicks penetrating the same hole, cunt or ass. The thought of your dicks rubbing against each other. You getting pleasure from each other while I fuck you both. Oh, how hot would that be? I find I want to try it. I want you both inside my cunt at the same time. But not today. I don't want to break the tension with new ideas. And besides, I can't wait to see how you'll settle this. I'm looking between the two of you, feeling forgotten, and positively bouncing with glee. You're both staring at each other, but neither of you is backing down. Eventually, you let your breath out with an exasperated-sounding huff. He raises his chin, breaks eye contact with you, looks at the sofa, and takes a step towards it. And I feel uncomfortable, oddly sad. Yeah, I'm let down for him. I feel your observation and I glance at you. Wait, you say, turning towards him. Still holding my eyes, you raise your hands, banging the closed fist of one against the upright open palm of the other. And I look at you with surprise, something bordering on outrage. Are you really going to do this? Best of three, you say, looking over at him. He's grinning. And I can't believe you're going to do this. You count down from three, and there you are, your right hand forming a pair of scissors, and his a rock. And with that, my indignation transforms in a split second to searing heat. You're actually doing this, playing a ludicrous game of chance to decide who gets to fuck my ass. And I cannot even begin to tell you just how scandalously hot, how wanton this makes me. The next turn of the game decides my fate. His scissors demolish your paper, and my inner slut goddess is having a full-on party at this turn of events. And I swear I catch your dick pulsing out of the corner of my eye. Distracting. And I realize you're loving this just as much as I am. You grab my hand, pulling me towards the sofa. He runs his fist down the length of himself. You lie down on your back, head nicely cushioned, and reach up, pulling me down to you. Off balance, I clamber awkwardly onto the sofa and straddle you, before going to all fours over you, sticking my ass in the air. I want him to get a good view of what he's going to take. His hand strokes over my ass, and he squeezes the flesh in his fist, and then spanks it. The crack of his hand resounding through the building hush of the room. We are grinning at each other, and I realize we are sharing a thought. The pure joy of this arrangement, and how lucky we are to have it. You come up onto your elbows then, and kiss the underside of my right tit, before taking the nipple into your mouth. I adjust my position, grabbing the back of the sofa in one hand to give you better access. And his hand slips between my legs. Oh, his palm pressing against my swollen clit. He raises my hips, actually lifting me, and I rise up off my knees slightly, and you suck my nipple harder. Cold lube drips over my asshole then, unexpected, and I jump, losing my balance, so my lower body weight is momentarily supported entirely by his arm. Oh, his hand pressing to my clit, squashing it painfully enough to make me moan. I right myself, my thighs working to take my weight again. Still holding me up, he slips a finger into my ass, gliding it in, working it in widening circles. It almost reaches the tickling feeling I have inside, and I find myself pushing back onto him, trying to get him in deeper. He slides another finger in, and he's gentle, widening me, getting me ready to accept his cock. Your teeth close over my nipple, and I watch it being pulled long and taut. Oh, such exquisite pleasure pain. And my clit is pulsing against his hand. My thighs begin to burn with the effort of keeping myself secure over you, knees not quite touching the sofa either side of your hips. Still he holds me up, his fingers teasing inside my ass. Your teeth let my nipple go and you move your face, your beard tickling my tits. I shift a little to help you reach my other nipple. You rub your face over the curve of my hanging breast, kissing and licking at it. My left nipple is sucked into your mouth. Oh, it feels so good, my clit reacting. As though he knows, he shifts the position of the hand holding me up and lets my wetness spread around over his wrist. My thighs begin to shake, and I don't know if it's from the effort of holding my weight in this position, or whether it's from the intense tease of your lips and the sensation this imparts to my squashed, pleasure-pressured clit. Still he holds me up, all the fingers of his other hand working my ass. Not quite deep enough to reach that spot within that needs, that craves his attention. I'm getting close again. He gently lowers me to my knees and his hand glides over my sex, letting me go. His fingers leaving my ass achingly empty. I wriggle, slip sliding over you, covering your cock with my natural lube. And when I sit up, you suck my nipple hard, but it pops from your mouth and you lie back down, looking up at me. I reach my hand behind me, angling your dick so I can slide onto you, my cunt accepting, enveloping your tip. We stare at each other, and I clasp one of your hands in mine, our fingers twining together. Ever so slowly, I relax my thighs, taking you in deeper until I feel your balls pressing into me. I sigh, pure contentment, and you're grinning at me again. He carefully positions himself, straddling your legs, and I lean forward over you, presenting my asshole to him. I imagine seeing what he sees now, your cock buried in my cunt, and my ass ready for his intrusion. I am so flooded with arousal. It will be dark and glistening with the lube he applied. He drips more lube over me, and then his cock is kissing at the entrance. He shifts a little, and the insistent push of his cock begins. I'm thrilling, and my heart skips a beat. He's gentle but firm. The pressure increases, and I feel my asshole stretching to take the head of him in. He pushes, and I relax, pushing back onto him. You move instinctively with me. Oh, he grunts. A sound of sublime pleasure, and I'm grinning at you. Your expression a perfect mirror of mine, you squeeze my fingers between yours. It's borderline uncomfortable at the start, but that special feeling of fullness is intense, and pleasure tears form in my eyes. I focus on relaxing, just feeling you both inside. You're both still, waiting for my signal, and that feeling of discomfort dissipates. I close my eyes and sigh, feeling so bloody grateful, just loving it, reveling in it. I open my eyes and raise myself a little, so your cocks slide the barest millimeter out of me, an unspoken signal. He slides his dick slowly out. You're holding still, your eyes hooded with your pleasure, and I know you're enjoying feeling his movement through the thin wall separating your dicks. This is the only act we've tried together that causes some homoerotic heat between you both, and I absolutely love knowing this. He slides back in fully, and I disengage my hand from yours, reaching down, slipping my fingers between our bodies, so I can feel your balls pressing against his. He holds still, deep inside me, and you move, your cock sliding slowly out, your scrotum teasing at his, my fingers feeling it, and your eyes focus on mine again. Oh, I grin my pleasure at you, And as you push back in, you grunt out a breath. Our pace is slow, steady. I'm not moving much, just holding myself in position. You find a rhythm together, and your lips part. I watch your eyes dilating with your pleasure, my hand still stroking the point where your balls meet. Your hands find my tits again, and you push your thumbs into my nipples. I flex the muscles of my pelvic floor, clasping you both tighter, and you both respond, pushing even further into me. He wraps an arm around me, under my tits, pulls me back against his chest. And with his dick buried in my ass, he freezes, just holding me to him, his breath hot in my ear. You pick up your pace and your thumbs release my nipples, stroking over them. You're looking at his arm holding me in place, and I know it's thrilling you to see him hold me so while you fuck me. I melt into the ownership of you both. Play, you say. I want to feel you come. I let your balls go. My fingers find my clit and I play, stroking and kneading myself. And I'm clenching around you again, my orgasm building fast. Watching me thrust faster until you're pistoning into me and my fingers are matching the rhythm of your fucking. Fuck, you grunt. Pulling all the way out, you let the first jet of jizz paint my pussy. There's this tiniest moment of a feeling of emptiness, and then you're plunging back in, and when you do, I become completely aware of his dick, buried so deeply in my ass, and with an involuntary cry, my own orgasm crashes through me. You don't slow down as my cunt clenches and quivers around your dick. He remains completely still, holding me against him until you're done, and you slide your dick out of me. Oh, I'm exhausted, feeling half senseless and drunk on sexual pleasure. Still holding me against his chest, his breath a dizzying sensation in my ear, he thrusts at me. "Oh, you feel good," he says. Being fucked like this in the ass feels feral, ruttish, after my second release, and I brace my hips in place. He pulls me more upright and my legs are shaking. I clamp my hands to his thighs, pushing myself upwards to better take him. His lips fasten to my neck. And when he sucks, he flips a switch in my brain. And though the fucking doesn't change at all, I'm back with him again, swimming in pleasure. "Gonna come," his voice, a growl in my ear. "Please," I whisper. And with you watching, he positively squashes me against his chest, squeezing the breath out of me, and he bites down on my neck. He's purely possessive, animalistic, and I'm owned, my breath matching his, hitching and shallow. And then his teeth let me go, and grunting his breath out over that sensitive part of my neck, he tips, pumping my ass hard. He comes, unloading spurt after spurt of his hot jizz, nice and deep inside me. That was Best of Three Sunday Double Penetration, the last of the Sunday series. If you liked that, you can find more of me, including audio porn, at goingdownwithsundial.com and more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.